SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump has killed tariffs on beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and a broad swath of other commodities. The move comes amid mounting pressure to combat high consumer prices. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says the GOP needs to do a better job explaining how the administration's policies are battling inflation.
It is about being able to articulate the fact that these tax cuts were protected by Republicans, that SNAP benefits and WIC benefits are protected by Republicans. It's about bolstering a system that works and not rewarding one that doesn't. That's always a tougher conversation to have because it's not as emotionally based. It's why Zoran Mondami, even if all he said was affordability over and over.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Ukraine is working to resume prisoner exchanges with Russia that could bring home 1,200 Ukrainian prisoners.
Ukraine's president has said Kyiv is working to resume prisoner exchanges with Russia that could bring home 1,200 Ukrainian prisoners. President Volodymyr Zelensky said that many meetings and negotiations are taking place to ensure this. Rustem Umerov, Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council secretary, said that he held consultations mediated by Turkey and the United Arab Emirates. The parties agreed to activate prisoner exchange agreements brokered in Istanbul. I'm Karen Shamas.
New York Jets cornerback and special team standout Chris Boyd was critically injured in a shooting in Midtown Manhattan early Sunday. The shooting happened just after 2 a.m. this morning outside a business on West 38th Street. According to the New York Police Department, a 29-year-old man was shot. The man was taken to Bellevue Hospital, where he is in critical but stable condition. Multiple news outlets report that the man shot was Boyd. This is SRN News. Texas will be allowed to ban drag shows.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the state can bar all, quote, sexually oriented performances if they take place in the presence of children. Texas lawmakers are not seeking to outlaw drag shows entirely. They just want to end the practice of kids watching them. State Attorney General Ken Paxton hailed the ruling, saying, quote, I will always work to shield our children from exposure to erotic and inappropriate sexually oriented performances. Michael Harrington reporting.
The world's dwindling community of Holocaust survivors is issuing a warning about the current surge in global anti-Semitism. Walter Bingham, who was 14 years old when the Holocaust began, said, we live in an era equivalent to 1938, where synagogues are burned and people in the streets are attacked. Assaults on Jews have increasingly dramatically since Hamas launched its attack on Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. School crossings are more dangerous than commonly realized, even for adult guards. An investigation released this past week by the AP and Cox Media Group TV stations documents injuries to hundreds of school crossing guards, and many of them of retirement age or older, after being hit by a vehicle.
In New Jersey, state officials recognized a trend with crossing guard injuries and deaths and implemented a program focused on their safety. Justin Baker is New Jersey's assistant state labor commissioner.
Even if they do everything right, it doesn't always prevent a motorist from, you know, not paying attention or being distracted.
Massachusetts has a similar endeavor, where the Department of Health conducts investigations focused on crossing guard fatalities and produces reports with recommendations for improvement. The Massachusetts Department of Labor Standards is tasked with implementing these changes. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
Senator John Fetterman says he's back home after a fall on walking Thursday. More details at srnnews.com.